across the UK. This is Fun Kids.
Well, hello, Jessica. How are you and where are you right now?
I'm at my parents' house, which explains me trying to find a suitable backdrop. And yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, very, very good. It's great to great to chat to you. We're talking about Molly today, which is, you know, I watched the first few episodes and I was trying to think, how would I describe this show? And I think the word that kept coming to mind was charming. It's just it's just a really, really, really nice new show. And actually, I believe it's got quite a sweet inception story, where it all started off as kind of a dad's bedtime story for his girls. Is that right?
Yeah. Our creator, James, came up with Molly as a way to get his girls to fall asleep, his two daughters. And a couple of years ago, he got sick. And his daughters, who are now adults, went to visit him in the hospital, and they bought these books that he'd written, these Molly books, and they started reading them to him. And the way he says it, he miraculously recovered very quickly, and he thinks it was the power of Molly.
So it's just a lovely inception story for a lovely, lovely series. It's just, I say, it's really, really charming. And your character, Dottie, is really quirky and cool. And obviously sounds very different to your English accent. So how did you find that voice of Dottie?
I keep trying to think about how we got to it. I remember I went into the recording studio and they had given me the artwork, and I obviously had the scripts, and there wasn't that much in the way of guidelines. And I came up with this voice first. I knew she had to be American because Stanley Tucci plays my uncle and he's American. And I came up with this really good girl American accent, and everyone went, okay, that was nice. Nice with a capital N. And then went, can you do something a bit weirder? And Dottie's voice just came out. It was meant to be. It wasn't planned at all.
The cast for this show, by the way, is mad. Julie Walters, Warwick Davis, Stanley Tucci, just to name a few. Did you get to meet any of the gang when you were recording? And actually, what were those recording sessions like? Can you talk us through that a little bit?
Well, I actually only met Warwick Davis at the premiere last week.
Really?
Yeah, I'd never met him before, even though obviously Dottie and Molly are best friends. We recorded separately. I've been filming abroad for most of the last year and a half. So I've recorded Dottie in LA, Berlin, San Francisco, all over the place. But the plan is to get me into the studio with Stanley Tucci, because I improvise so much when I'm recording Dottie, and I know he does a lot for Uncle Mishmash. So I think we want to kind of play together.
In episode one, the town becomes addicted to kind of like an iPad, to a tablet. And, you know, it's something we can all relate to. Are there any apps that you just cannot get your finger off? Is it Candy Crush? Is it what Instagram? What is it for you?
I'm not going to lie. I went through the whole Candy Crush addiction when it first came out, swiftly deleted it from my phone, realizing that I would get nothing done. So my current addictions are the chess.com app.
Okay.
Because I learned chess sort of 2 months ago on a film set, and it became my go-to obsession. That, and there's this decorating app, I think it's called Redecor. It's just an interior design app. Those are my two things which I do. I try and do it when I'm sort of in transit on the way somewhere, so I don't become too focused on it.
Where did you learn to play chess on set? Was there an interesting story behind that?
I learned to play chess on the set of Knives Out 2 in Serbia. And it was Leslie Odom Jr. He taught myself and the rest of the cast how to play chess.
So I am envisaging right now, you are taking on Daniel Craig, aka James Bond, in a game of chess. Please tell me there were little like intercast tournaments going down.
There were cast tournaments. I have videos, which I will eventually release when the film comes out. But no, Daniel is the only one who didn't want to play chess. Everyone played chess except him. He's a viewer. Mm. He just stands there and judges from the sidelines. But he never took part.
James Bond probably is too cool to play chess, to be fair. Like, I love chess, but, you know.
He's not. He was on his phone playing solitaire.
By the way, you mentioned Knives Out 2. I mean, that's... The cast of this, of Moly is incredible. The cast of Knives Out 2 is also mad. Like, that must have just been ridiculous, filming with such a brilliant crew, such a cool director. The sequel to such an amazing film, like, that must have just been a mad experience.
Oh, it was a dream. That was honestly why I took it, is primarily because I thought that's such a good cast. And obviously Ryan is such a talented director. I wanted to learn from them. I was just curious, like, what's Daniel like on set? Does he do a lot of takes? Does he improvise? I will say, like, Daniel Craig and Edward Norton are polar opposites in the way they approach a scene. And that was fascinating to see such different methods of madness.
Yeah, that is so, like, two proper, like, acting legends just being up close and personal. Awesome. So going back to Moly, obviously it's a show that is going to be played all around the world. I think it will become, based on the few episodes that I've seen, as I said, it's brilliant, it's lovely, it's charming. I think it's going to become a hometime favorite. But I would love to know, as a kid, which shows did you have to stick on when you got back from school?
Oof.
And are we talking Disney Channel, CBBC? What's going on? Where were we at?
I jumped back and forth, you know. As a kid, I remember watching Blue Peter a lot.
Love it, yeah.
And then sort of... There was a cartoon called Invader Zim that I was really obsessed with. Hey Arnold, Rugrats, all those things.
Yeah, oh, classics.
Yeah, the classics. I watched it all. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there were some mad CBBC shows back in the day. Like, I'm not like, CBBC is great now. I feel like back then it was like unhinged.
No, it was weird. Do you remember there was a show on CBBC? I think it was Australian. It was called like Around the Twist.
I remember Around the Twist.
Oh,
yeah. Bizarre.
Strange episodes that shouldn't have been on a children's show.
This is Fun Kids.